This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. NordVPN, protect your IP address online. Get 77% off three-year plans with code MMANUTS. Mojo Marketplace, build a better website. Get 20% off with code 20PERMMA. Six-Pack Fitness, get 10% off with code MMA10. At sixpackbags.com. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes, with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 366.
367!
Waiting.
Good. My name is Ingo Wiggle.
Matt Grant, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Is it really 367?
It's 367.
Shit.
Time flies when you're building a mining computer, Ingo.
Yes. It's working.
Great.
Everything works.
We're in the game, bitch! We're in the game.
Oh. And then next week, you'll be like, my house burned down.
We're out of the game!
No, we're out of the game!
No show. Everything's gone. I hate my life. I love my wife.
There you go.
Love it's all good. It's all that matters, right?
Yeah, sure.
Talk about UFC, what, 220? Let's start with a contest. We have a couple contests, one that you'll see later. And then Bad Boy was nice enough to give us these signed Bad Boy MMA gloves by Stipe Miocic, who's fighting at UFC 220. So I'm thinking we put one new item on the set in 2018. So the first two people that on our Facebook page post what that new item is will win one glove each.
Ooh, I like that you're going to split them up. Okay. Yep.
Even though it is a set, I feel like I should split them up, right?
I think it's okay, yeah.
Two people, two gloves.
Yep.
One winner.
Okay.
Two winners.
One man enters.
Two men enter, two men leave.
Okay.
Fair enough. We'll talk about some fights. I know there's some happening tonight. It's still going on, so we can't discuss everything that happened. We could mention one thing that happened. It's going to be a little sidetracked, though, if I go down this route. Do you want to get sidetracked, or do you want to talk about the main event?
No, I want to talk about the main event.
All right, talk about the main event, then. Who we got?
Stipe Miocic.
Yep.
Versus Francis Ngannou, happening on January 20th in Boston, Massachusetts.
Right around the corner.
It's a strange location, I would say. I don't know. I just feel like they should have it in Ohio or New York. Fucking Boston.
Well, fucking Miocic is going to lose. He's got as much personality as Shane Carwin. There's a question. Who has more personality?
That's a little much, man.
Shane Carwin or Stipe Miocic? I think Carwin has more.
I would say Stipe has a little more character than Carwin.
I disagree.
He's a firefighter.
I disagree 100%.
He loves the babies. There's pictures of him shaking babies' hands and kissing politicians. I mean, no, that's the other way around.
I was going to say raping babies and kissing politicians.
No, you can't say raping babies.
Can't rape babies.
You definitely just see. You're trying to derail this.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Come on. On track.
On track? Really get back in.
Go.
Stipe is on a 5 fight win streak.
Woo! Ready.
Yes, he's defended the belt 2 times.
Yeah, of course.
This is a record.
Tied the record.
This fight is it a record? It would be a record if he wins this fight, correct. So, that being said, I'm a little concerned for his health.
Of course.
Ngannou has shown to be quite the crafty striker. Now, here's the thing, though.
Sure.
Here's the thing. We haven't really seen Ngannou on his back.
A little bit. He fought Curtis Blaydes, and Blaydes got him down a couple times, but he wasn't able to do much.
No.
And Ngannou was able to defend some of those takedowns, too. So.
Yeah. I mean, no, I should see. You're just cutting me off at the knees again. Damn it! He's not been under much pressure off his back. And I think that Stipe is a lot tougher than people give him credit for. I feel like his boxing is pretty solid.
Okay.
Ngannou, I think, comes in with a lot of hype in this fight.
He's the UFC's poster boy for training at their performance center.
Killing people.
And I think Miocic even said that he feels that the UFC wants Ngannou to beat him because he is the poster boy for their performance center.
Yes, of course they do. Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
I feel like Stipe could win this fight.
Sure, could.
I think taking him into the later rounds, like in 4 or 5, if he can survive that first 2-round onslaught, he has a very good chance of winning the fight in those 2 rounds. The question mark is what happens when Ngannou makes contact for the first time?
Yeah.
So, because it...
Life-changing event.
Yes. It's kind of like when the cyborg starts making contact, Chris Cyborg, mm-hmm. and you see that look on the females, the change of... Yeah, it's like, holy shit, this is like... Fuck. This is a lot of power.
And game plan goes out the window.
Yes. So if Stipe can avoid that for a round and a half, 2 rounds, I think he'll be okay. I also think that I really feel like there's too much hype going in for Ngannou in this fight, and I think that he's not going to take the belt easily. If he does take the belt, there's going to have to be some challenge. And I want to say that there could be a potential for some controversy, perhaps during the post-fight situation with the drug testing and things. I have questions.
Oh, you telling me the UFC would sweep anything alleged under the rug?
I have questions, Matt. I have questions.
He's huge.
He's gigantic. And he's really fast, and he seems to have lots of cardio.
I have no problem with anything.
No, I'm just saying.
So that aside,
I'm going to go ahead and take Stipe via 4th round submission.
Wow, that long, huh?
Yeah, I think he can't. I don't think he can finish him in the first couple of rounds. I mean, I'm trying to remember. Do you recall if Ngannou has ever been really clipped really good? I don't think so. Not really. Not that I recall. So, I mean, Stipe has a lot of... He's deceptively strong. So, he could crack him a couple of times and maybe finish fast, but I feel like this is going to be... He's going to have to get crafty and use his championship smarts, you know, as the champs like... Or as boringness, as some people like to call it. He's going to have to take it slow in the first couple of rounds, and I think he can do that. Fourth round submission is what my call is. I think maybe like a rear naked choke, you know? Ngannou's going to, you know, the old, like, I'm done kind of take...
I don't know, man. I feel like Ngannou, history is on Ngannou's side with the UFC champs have never defended their title more than twice, and based on history, Miocic is supposed to lose.
Correct.
And now you have Ngannou, and also Miocic, his last two fights, I don't know if you have who he fought in the last two, but yeah. Overeem was one of them. And
Junior Dos Santos, I think, hold on.
He got dropped in both those fights.
Yeah, Dos Santos was the last fight.
And the Overeem fight, like, Overeem was winning, and then Miocic just happened to come back. So he's very hittable, and I think against a guy like Ngannou, if you're very hittable, and especially in the first round, I think you're going to sleep. And I think that, you know, the UFC keeps saying all this bullshit about Ngannou. He hits you like a fucking Ford Escort. They're going 35 miles an hour. Some bullshit car.
That's a tiny ass car.
Something, but whatever it was something retarded. And
float like hit like an escort. Float like a
pack of bumblebees or something. But it's ridiculous. He hits hard, okay, and you could probably hit him with an uppercut. But the question mark is again: is Miocic going to be wanting to try to wrestle fuck him? I don't know.
I think he will.
I would want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I would probably want to keep it. I'm either super far away or I'm all the way
super
in.
Super intense.
I'm not going to stay in fucking.
Use the Randy Couture approach. You know, grind him out against the cage for a while. You know.
I feel like history is not going to be kindly to Mr. Miocic. So. I think it's Ngannou, a first-round knockout, and wouldn't surprise me if it's another one of his uppercuts coming from an unorthodox angle.
From down under.
That's right. Like, straight up. He's like, raise him up here, and then, oh, you didn't see that one.
Yeah.
And knocks him the fuck out.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting fight.
Yeah, that's weird. You would think there would be a little more hype surrounting this heavyweight fight.
I really haven't felt the buzz.
And I think, and we'll talk about that later, but I think it's just the UFC in general. It seems like we're in a downturn right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Daniel Cormier and Volkan Ozdemir fighting on this card for another title shot.
Sure.
And I'm just going to say it right now. I feel there's an upset brewing, if not two upsets on this card.
Ooh.
And I know this is crazy to pick Ozdemir, but I'm going to just do it anyway, just on principle, with another first-round knockout. But I'll caveat that saying, does Ozdemir hit harder than Rumble? This is my question. Do you think?
I don't think so.
Right. So how is he going to win? You know, that's what I'm saying.
Because Cormier is going to eat too many, what is his favorite food? The Popeye's chicken?
Yeah.
He's going to eat too much Popeye's chicken and not work out hard, and he'll get KO'd. I don't think so.
That's the only thing I'm thinking, yeah, is maybe he gets the Luke Rockhold overconfidence going into this fight.
I don't see that, though.
Against Michael Bisping. Like, oh, man, this is an easy fight. I feel like that could happen to Cormier. Because if you're Cormier and you know, wow, pretty much the only person in this division that can beat me is fucking Jon Jones. And he's probably about a year away from retirement, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I could see him easily overlooking this guy.
You could.
And I'm going to go with that.
Ozdemir?
Yeah.
He's knocked down 11 guys. I mean, it's 11 out of his 15 wins via KO. So only one loss, and it was like a neck crank in Bellator, which sounds like it could have been like one of those, like, you know.
Hey, crank this, buddy.
Crank that neck.
That's right.
That shit hurts. So, I don't know. I can't disagree with you. I'm going to go ahead and say, though, that Cormier is going to pull it together. You know, he's going to have to make up for all the crying he's been doing. So, nice. I like it. He's pouring his beer the right way. That's a lot of head, though.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what you said. Pa-dum-pum.
There's never anything wrong with that.
I'm going to take Cormier. I think it... You know what I think is going to happen?
What?
I think Cormier is going to throw him around like a rag doll.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Just remember the old school, like when he fought Dan Henderson?
Dan Henderson, or like, Josh Barnett, or, crazy. I mean, insert any fucking...
Yeah. People just... Can you imagine wrestling with that guy?
So ridiculous. Gustafsson, right?
It
remember
would suck
those?
So bad. Oh, like, my God. Stop throwing me around. I'm
Can
not
you just
fine.
Throw me around a little bit? I want to readjust my back.
Yeah.
My vertebrae needs some alignment. Can DC chiropractor?
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen, and I feel like he wins by KO in the second round, Cormier. That is, after throwing him around for a good round, like a little
Do
kid.
You still have no time? Do you still have no time, Ozdemir?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You have jail time.
That's right.
Yeah, he's still got that going for him, too.
Is there anyone else on the card worth watching?
No. Fucking, I don't even know who the other two
fights
were.
Because 90% of the other names,
I don't know. It was just brutal. I mean, again, we're at this weird point where... I think the UFC was just kind of banking on that heavyweight title. There you go. Yeah, get it. They're banking on that heavyweight title to sell the fight, because that fucking light heavyweight title fight, I give zero shits about. Zero. If it's not Jon Jones, I don't care.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And even if Jon comes back, do you really want to see Cormier versus Jones?
No.
I think they just need to strip Cormier of the title and give it to Jones when he comes back.
Well, here's the thing.
He's going to get it regardless.
I actually think Daniel Cormier is a pretty nice person.
He's a great person.
But I feel like if he loses...
He's a better commentator.
If he loses to Jon Jones again, he might... I literally feel like he might just go off the deep end and jump off a bridge or something. He took it so hard.
He was crying in the octagon.
Yeah, he took it
so
hard.
Who does this?
Cormier does.
Forrest Griffin. But he runs away.
But
he's smarter, though.
That was a bullshit fight, if you recall. They flew him into freaking Brazil and, like, oh, whatever. And then Anderson Silva's doing all this Matrix shit. His wife was having a baby and all this crazy stuff was going on. He's got all this stuff in his head.
Get your head right.
Yeah. So, and yeah, that
was. As I sit here in my comfortable fucking lazy boy, get your head right, Forrest Griffin.
Well, he made that mistake in that one of going after Anderson, which people have learned is not the move.
But. You know, you sit back.
Yeah, just hang.
You come to me.
The Diaz, still, one of my favorite
favorite
moments in MMA is just laying down Nick Diaz. We need him back.
Of course, both of them. Yeah. For fuck's sake, man. UFC killing the sport. You got two superstars, and in a time when you're lacking and needing of superstars, fucking sideline. And I think Nick Diaz is still suspended right now.
He is.
Because fucking... Who the hell was on? Nowitzki was on the Rogan podcast talking about Nick Diaz, and he's got three whereabouts violations.
Whereabouts violation?
Yeah,
what the hell is that?
That's where USADA, you didn't tell them where you were going to be, and they showed up, and you were not where you told them you were going to be. So that's a whereabouts violation.
Where was he?
I don't know. Because I guess apparently he had someone else filling that out for him, and they were filling it out wrong, or they weren't filling it out. Whatever it is, it's bullshit enough. I don't want to talk about USADA anymore. You know, it's a dead deal. But anyway, he needs to come back. Agree.
Okay.
Bellator 192.
Reeling it back into current events. Versus
Rampage versus Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, you know.
And let's talk about weeks. What do you think? I'll ask you first. What do you think Rampage is going to weigh? And what do you think Chael's going to weigh? And I think we're in heavyweight division.
We are.
So
Rampage at 238.
Oh, I'm going to say 259.
Oh, wow.
For Rampage.
265 is the cutoff?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to come in just under 260.
That's really heavy. If he comes in, that's really heavy.
He doesn't need to. I mean.
Yeah.
And Sonnen, what was your guess?
Sonnen?
Yeah.
I think he comes in around 229.
Okay. I'm in close agreement. I would say 220. So yeah. 220s for Sonnen. He looks swole. I like it.
He's never going to be that guy that gets out of shape fat. He's just going to stay freaking swole as shit.
Yeah.
How do I get that swole, Matt?
I don't know.
You don't know? I want to get big like Sonnen.
I don't know.
I weigh 189 right now. Can I get to 220?
That's it. I'm like 215.
Jesus. Okay.
But it's not a healthy 215 yet.
No.
Working on it.
Okay.
Working on it.
Good for you. All right, so let's talk about the fight.
Yes.
All right, I don't see any way Rampage wins this thing. I'm trying to picture how this is gonna go. Chael is very smart. I don't see him doing anything other than putting Rampage on his ass.
Well,
and just riding it out.
The funny thing is, Rampage made Chael a bet. He said, "Listen, I'm gonna bet you. I'm gonna give you $10,000 for every time you take me down." And then I want you to give me 500 for every jab I land.
Jabs.
Yeah. Chael accepted the takedown bet, but did not agree to the jab bet. So if that bet went through, who's got the better deal on that?
Jabs? I don't recall Rampage throwing many jabs.
No, it's mostly like
hooks.
Hooks, right?
He's a hooks guy.
Like slip and hook. Uh-huh. I think of him fighting Vanderlei where he's like slip, slip.
Oh, no.
Hook. Hook.
Is he doing the BJ Penn thing? What's happening here?
Well, he also didn't say if the jabs had to land. He just said jab. So he could just be air jabbing like Arlovski.
Hey, man,
remember bet. Arlovski? He just pulls that jab out, the bullshit jab. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Throw it with some intent.
I got Chael in this all day.
Yeah, because he could just come out and shoot the takedown, and I don't think you can stop it.
I think Chael in the third round via... You're not going to KO Rampage, but he's going to get tired. I see Chael via rear naked choke in the third round. I think Rampage just gets tired and it's all done. It's going to be over.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's Sonnen all day. Rear naked choke. Did you say rear naked choke?
I did.
See? Mm-hmm. We're in agreement.
I mean, you're not going to KO Rampage as Sonnen. No, it's not as Sonnen. That's not going to happen.
And then let's circle back because I just want to briefly mention Roy McDonald's fighting Douglas Lima for the welterweight title. I got to go with McDonald. I'm not going to break it down.
All day long. I still think he wins the heavyweight freaking tournament. That's going to happen.
It would not surprise me.
No, I think he's going to be an alternate and come in and win that shit.
I had a side note and we got to find it here. Trying to fight. Because, God damn it, fucking... thing is choking right now as I'm trying to pull it up. Let me pull it up on my phone. But we were talking Bellator 192, I guess. Mm-hmm. We're having the main event,
weekend, right? As a UFC.
Yeah, yeah. And the main event is actually Rampage versus Sonnen instead of Lima
versus Rory McDonald.
Yeah,
that's interesting. That is the sell, I think, in this card. But you know what? In defense, that is for the heavyweight tournament, so technically a belt is on the line. So that makes sense to me. Know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I'm trying to find my fucking thing. Okay, I put it way down here. So Ariel Helwani had tweeted out about this change in plans with Rampage versus Sonnen being the main event now. He said, "I can't hate this enough. It's a slap in the face to your champ, Lima, and one of the best fighters on the planet, McDonald. If you did this 2 months ago, fine, but a week out, that's utter disrespect. Wow. What do you think about his statement there about changing that? Because I guess originally it was supposed to be Lima versus McDonald.
I don't know. What do I think about it? I don't think about it. I mean, the funny thing is Ariel Helwani's been like kind of quiet. I think if he's not fighting with Dana White, he's slightly irrelevant at times. So I still like his show.
Sure.
But in general, in the MMA news reporting, like as a beat reporter, I think unless him and Dana are into business, I think no one cares. I'm fine with it. I mean, I think it makes sense. The guys are heavyweights. They're in a heavyweight tournament. Yeah, Rory McDonald might feel disrespected, but you know what? He's not the one selling that pay-per-view. It's those two guys.
So, right, because you got to think about the casual fan.
Yes.
Who does the casual fan know?
Both Rampage.
Rampage and Sonnen. And Sonnen probably more so than anybody else on that card.
Correct.
So you gotta put your money on the big horses.
You do.
And I'll even ask you a further question. So along those lines, I'll give you some scenarios of, like, if you were going to put this card together, who would you have headline? And I'll give you the fights. You tell me who's the headline.
I'm listening.
All right. Well, we'll go easy ones first. We'll go Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar and Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. Who's the headliner?
Ooh, that's pretty tough.
I thought it was easy, but
okay. No, I thought that was really tough. I'm equally not super excited about either one, but I'm going to say Khabib and Tony as a headliner.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
All right. Mighty Mouse versus TJ Dillashaw.
Whoever the next fight is.
Thank you. Rose Namajunas versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk too.
Yes.
Okay, I agree.
Thank you.
You're right. Anything fucking Mighty Mouse, not main event, regardless of who.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Tyron Woodley versus Rafael Dos Anjos.
Whoever the next fight is.
Robert Whittaker versus Luke Rockhold.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. I'm correct.
Mark Hunt versus Francis Ngannou. Or Tyron Woodley versus Rafael Dos Anjos.
No, I was going to say that fight.
Mark Hunt?
Yeah, for
sure.
Okay, it's not even close.
Stipe Miocic versus Francis Ngannou? Mm-hmm. Or DC versus John Jones 3?
Oh, shit. Who's the headliner?
I got to go with John Jones versus DC.
Yeah, it's simply because, not because of DC, because John Jones. Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to see that ever again.
No, never. And the last one's probably the hardest out of any. Ronda Rousey versus Chris Cyborg, or Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz 3.
Conor McGregor, hands down.
I don't know.
You gotta. The first two fights were epic. I mean,
I don't know, but I've never seen Ronda Rousey versus Chris Cyborg.
It's gonna be over in 13 seconds.
You're fucking right, it is.
So fast.
But I would put Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg
as
the main event all day, all night.
All right, maybe. I know you just want Chris to have the. You want her to feel your love, don't you?
Of course. I've been supporting this woman for multiple years.
Tonight.
And then she can support me for multiple years.
She literally lift you up.
That's fine. Lift me up to heaven. Something like that. Isn't there a song? Sound
wow.
<warden?
laughs>
I got angels' wings.
Stars in his twinkling, like the hearts in his eyes.
Fuck yeah.
Like, oh, that's my girl.
They're damn song, right.
Songs playing. What's gonna be? I have a question.
Yeah.
If you and the cyborg say you were gonna have a wedding, what would be your wedding song?
It'd have to be something aggressive, like Prodigy, slap my bitch up.
Oh Jesus.
Slap my bitch up.
Which one's the
slap
bitch?
Slap my me.
Thank
100%.
Okay. Good for you.
Be like okay. Oh yeah. Hey, fuck yeah. Good segue here. So speaking of slapping. Did you see how Chris Cyborg is ready for her fights?
No.
So apparently...
Does she beat little children?
Oh my God, this is brutal. Apparently, she likes it rough. So here's her and Jason Perillo. Prior to her going out to the octagon. Full on slap. You can't hear that? So let's go back and redo that.
Just one?
No, but you didn't hear the... Oh, did I fuck that up?
The percussion? Uh-oh. Was it Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck with that coming back.
I'll go back to this and get it.
It's the worst.
But the percussion on that was incredible.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently she likes to feel woken up. Like, I need to be woke before I go out to the octagon.
Yep. There's women who like to be slapped, Mr. Matt.
Christ. We'll replay.
He's having a hard time with this.
I don't fucking like these. Yeah.
Here we go. Instagram keeps referring. Oh, damn.
Thank you.
Right there. Wow, he's all excited. He's like.
So apparently that's their thing. He does that with her before every fight to make sure she's fight ready.
Uh-huh. Slap's okay.
Yeah, cool.
Should be fairly safe, no?
That's right.
If you're going to get KO'd by a slap, that's the problem.
Well, they have those slap contests, right? Where people get knocked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was telling you about you slapping. I used to be, slapping was fashionable for me and my friends freshman year in college. Mm-hmm. I'll tell the story. Like, so Sebastian Maniscalco was one of my friends, like, way back in the day.
Dropping names.
Elementary school and high school went together. And then in college, you lived a couple rooms down from us, like, for a couple years. And then, he had a weirdo roommate his freshman year, and he was in a room with us, and he was getting a little lippy, and, you know, out of fun, I give him a fucking slap in the face, right? Apparently, he didn't take too kindly to it. He's like, I'm a grown-ass man. You don't slap me. Like, I'm going to fuck you up or something along those lines. I'm like, do you really want to do that? I'm like, wait, we can go outside this room, and we can try that way, or you can just accept it, or you can slap me back. I'm cool with that. And he accepted to just walk away and just be pissed off about this whole scenario. So.
Okay.
Anyways. Slapping, I don't know. It was just something we did.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, if I was going to slap my friend, I would slap him.
Yeah. It is crossing a few boundaries doing that. I could see this.
Yeah, I guess you have to know the person better before you give them a good slap.
Yeah, it couldn't be like, yeah. Huh.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Fashionable.
The slap. Yeah, it is.
I don't feel like doing that anymore. I'm just saying. No. It was fashionable once.
Have you tried the slapping in the bedroom?
No. Have you?
It can be effective. In the right situation.
Are you putting someone back in line? Did they get out of line?
No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
No.
Well, let's talk about Bellator 192 a little bit more. I think you had some news about who's commentating.
Big John. You know, last week we were talking about Jimmy Smits, who apparently is not replacing Joe Rogan, which he's been out there saying this to people, which means he's replacing Joe Rogan, just so you know.
Yes.
But Big John is coming to be a color commentator, Bellator, and he's apparently taken a slight break from his previous duties to do this. So what do you think about that?
Well, it can be good or bad. I'm just thinking about when he's reffing.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to say, when he's reffing, when someone gets kicked in the balls, you know how he's most of the time, oh, that didn't hurt. You don't need the full 5 minutes. You're good now. Let's go. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. All right, what the fuck? So I can't wait to hear him on the, you know, broadcast talking about this stuff, mm-hmm. especially when someone gets kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll have some good insight. And he would be very knowledgeable for if something goes wrong, like Big John, what should they be doing here? You know, as the kind of like the go-to guy. But yeah. I feel like he would be better served in a three-man booth versus a two-man.
Yeah, I agree.
Ref slash could be a judge kind of guy.
I don't see him as the color guy, which I don't know his personality well enough to say this, but I guess. But I see him more of as a Frank Mir versus like a Joe Rogan. You know, I feel like he would be more cerebral and very like literal and have facts and good insight.
He's going to be the Dominic Cruz or the Brian Stann where he's very knowledgeable but not enthusiastic at all. Because I feel like he's way past the sport. And you can see that in his reffing. He's just, it's like, I'm fucking so done with reffing, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it feels to me when I watch him ref. Mm-hmm. And I hope that doesn't pass over to the booth.
I agree.
I mean, I'll go in open ears, if you will, to see how he does.
Open ears.
You know? Not open ears.
You'll receive him wholeheartedly.
Something like that.
Nice.
What else you got for dudes?
Well, last thing I have is Robert Whittaker out of UFC 221. Looks like Rockhold versus Romero for the interim belt.
So, wait. So, we're going to do an interim belt for what was an interim belt that got turned into a real belt?
Correct.
Hmm.
Quite the tangled web we weave.
It's fucked up.
Whatever. So it's undisclosed what his injury issue is, but maybe we'll find out soon. I'm sure it's, you know, something serious.
It makes sense. And I was going to show you the poster. Did you see the poster they had for UFC 221?
Well, I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Very cool.
I don't know what if that is...
Oh, that's the Hunt versus Blades fight. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't like that fight. I don't like it for Hunt, but we'll see what happens.
Blades is
Hunt's allegedly in phenomenal shape for this fight.
Yeah, but he's getting... Blades has got a lot of wrestling.
Say it and go, he's a motherfucker.
He's a motherfucker, he is.
Come on.
He's got a lot of wrestling. Listen,
he's got a lot of wrestling.
I remember Comprito, and Comprito's been with Brock, and he's like, that motherfucker... Holy shit, is he strong. Like, Blades, talking about, because he used to train Blades a little bit here, because he's from Chicago. That dude is strong as shit, and he knows wrestling. I mean, Hunt is not notoriously good on the ground, so I'm not sure how that's going to go. You know, obviously, he's got good boxing, but I would hate to see Blades just school him, you know? That would
suck. No, I mean, but Mark Hunt could knock anybody out.
Oh, I agree.
He could kill you.
But not
off
his back.
And with an uppercut.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, his takedown defense is...
questionable. He got freaking submitted by, what the hell is his name? Got that key lock thing going on. Oh, not Shane Carwin. It's the other guy.
McCorkle.
That's it, Sean McCorkle.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, I was looking him up the other day. Right? I thought he had some weird shit going on.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate?
No.
Okay, great.
No, I thought he had something happen at a gas station, trying to pull out his camera and... certify his rights, like, you don't have the right to search me. I think that was him.
Wow.
Some weird standoff, and it was a few years ago, and I believe his wife.
Am I being detained?
Yeah, I think it was along those lines, right?
Am I being detained?
Yeah.
I saw that video.
Yeah. I think that was him. Like, okay. I think he had his own version.
Nice.
I could be wrong, but you never know.
It's a good question to ask a police officer when you see them. Am I being detained?
Yeah. Or when they ask you, can I search your cooler? No.
Nope.
And then you just keep walking.
You may not. Thank you.
Thanks
for
asking.
That's a good one, too.
That's scary to say. I tested that one out. I was so scared to do it.
You're pretty ballsy. I don't know if I do that.
And one of my friends, who's a police officer, let them search his shit because, like, what the fuck? Why would you let them search your shit? Like, you know the law, don't you? For fuck's sake, you don't have to let them search it. Anyway.
He's respecting his fellow.
Well, you don't need to.
Do we need to do anything about this?
What? Oh, we already did that.
Okay, so we don't need to do anything again.
No, because I'm taking that and putting it in this show.
Okay, great.
Hey, fans, we got a contest coming up from BrioBox. All you have to do is enter your email address at the link below on our show notes, and you get a bunch of cool shit this week or this month's box. You get the Misfit Hybrid Smartwatch, the Weight Guru's Wi-Fi Smart Scale, the 500-piece art puzzle, the Corksicle Decapitator. You can fucking open any bottle cap off of a bottle. You get a toothbrush holder, a mirror, an eye glove, touchscreen, tip gloves. And if you also want to get into these boxes, it's fitness, tech related. You can save $30 off of a subscription box with our code MMA30. Ingo's still whipping shit out.
You forgot, did you mention the scale?
Yeah, the Wi-Fi okay. Smart scale. You can upload like, stuff right into the cloud, apparently.
You with this thing, it's so
heavy. It's awesome. Like about 70 pounds.
It weighs a lot.
And the cool thing about these Brio boxes, I don't know if we can show this one, but I've got that picture. But every time you get one, it's custom made to fit all the cool shit you're going to get. So
you know what else you can put in this box?
It's about 3.5 severed heads.
Actually, probably. That's pretty close. If you cut them in half, they might
fit.
I like
them like cantaloupes.
Okay.
Like small people.
I see. Like Beetlejuice, remember?
Yes. Okay. So you shrunken heads. You could probably get about 72 of those in there.
Yeah.
If not.
It's a nice 100. Box, though. You can keep it for. It looks like they have somebody design them for them. Very nice. It smells good.
That's right. Nice flavor. So check it out.
That's a lot of shit.
Contest up. We're out. We have Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar being rescheduled for UFC 222, March 3rd in Vegas. Just throwing it out there. I don't know where it goes. EA UFC 3 has a new training method where you can train touch butt in the park.
Nice. Is that real? Is that really there? Oh, nice. Okay.
That's probably about the only good thing they're going to do in this game. Let's get people psyched. Touch butt in the park.
I want to play some touch butt in the park.
It doesn't.
It's got to be warm enough, though.
I'm going to close off.
Wow. Okay.
You seen Chuck Liddell with no facial hair?
No.
Enjoy.
Oh, he looks old.
That's fucking like, weird, right?
It's weird and he looks way old.
Like he's totally normal to your right and then totally fucked up over here. I don't like it.
There are some people who that without their facial hair, it looks so strange.
Yeah, want me to shave it all off? We'll all look like retards.
I don't think you look that strange. Oh, you have a defined jaw, but some people have like that like weird jaw thing, and then the beard makes them look like they have this giant jaw thing, and then they shave off the beard and like, wow, that's a whole different person.
Yeah, yeah. It's very frightening.
It is. That is frightening.
Yes, and with his one toenail painted.
Maybe I should do that.
I think it's a good move.
Paint my toenails
you
black.
You should do every other one.
Every other toenail black? Black toenails. That's a lot of work. I don't want to.
Yeah, no. You gotta have a lady friend do that.
I don't want to introduce. Yeah, I don't want to introduce more like hygiene shit. I already do enough.
Like, just go get yourself a pedicure and have them do it.
Yeah.
Go to one of them nail places or something.
I want black.
Just every other toe. You pick the others.
Whatever. Yeah. Black and white. Oh, yeah. White. Black and white.
That's right. You don't discriminate.
I do not.
Mike Bond tweeted these stats out. He said, 2017, the UFC drew a total announced attendance of 453,333 to its events for a total live gate of 44 million and some change. 2016, 491,000 people, 88 million.
Whoa.
2015, 485,000, 61 million. 2014 is 431,000 and 39 million. And then this is followed up by Smoogie MMA on Twitter. He said Dave Meltzer's UFC 2017 review said pay-per-view is down 51% year over year. Pay-per-view gate the same. The prelims down 29%. UFC on Fox down 22%. Fight night down 18%. Fight night prelims down 13%. What's the problem here with the trend? Like, you look at 2016 as an $88 million gate. 2017 is half, fucking half of that.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Do we have a problem?
I see no problem.
Everything is awesome, as they say.
Business as usual.
Everything is awesome.
That's right. I don't know. I feel like, you know, it is what it is. Sign of the times.
Fuck the UFC. That's what you're trying to say, huh? Fuck
exactly.
You bastards.
I will even call them a motherfucker if you
want. Oh, jeez. Everyone's drunk already. You just probably said it four times.
Was it four?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe.
That is a rule.
Yeah. If someone says motherfucker, you get a drink.
Right.
Fair enough.
So don't say motherfucker.
No, never. Jimmy Smith officially signs the UFC broadcast team. Mm-hmm.
Is he replacing Joe Rogan?
That's what you're alleging, right?
I think it is. I think that's going to happen. Only makes sense.
Yeah, it's a matter of time, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I need a drink before I get any more detailed here.
Pausing for effect.
Ah, so delicious.
It's good.
So Uriah Hall was supposed to fight tonight against Vitor Belfort. Mm-hmm. Didn't even show up for weigh-ins because he was so jacked up and had to go to the hospital.
He passed out, supposedly. Yeah,
wrong with the weight cut. So. Mm-hmm. Is the UFC just going to continue to ignore weight cutting until someone dies?
Well, my question to you is, are you going to keep asking this question every week?
Yeah, because I want to keep talking about it until they fucking do something about it.
They're not going to do anything.
Again, we attack performance-enhancing drugs because we think, oh, my God, someone on them is going to kill someone. But weight cutting. We had two guys miss weight for this event. Like, what does it take? How many people to the hospital? How many people that fucking pass out and crack their head on the goddamn bathtub? Henan Barrow.
Oh, Henan Barrow.
Or insert any fighter name. It's ridiculous. It's a point of ridiculousness.
It's going to take a major fighter. Well, California's already on the cusp of doing a lot of next level shit, but they're the one state. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and they're doing that 10%. And then I was, you know, thinking about Chris Cyborg, who, you know, when she rehydrates, she's way over that 10% level, but she doesn't have a choice because there's no fucking weight class. So what do they do with the Cyborg? Do you make a 155? Do you make a 165? Does it fucking matter? She weighs 170 when she walks into the octagon.
Or
high 160s, 170s. Mm-hmm. Where do you put her?
You know where you put her, Matt.
Damn right. But I'm just saying, and think about Gina Carano. She missed weight
times. Where to put
her, too. Yeah, damn right. Grudge match.
Yes.
Rematch. Mm-hmm. Three-way. Ingo, Gina, Cyborg. No, he's out.
I don't need the Cyborg.
He doesn't want the Cyborg.
No, you can have the Cyborg.
I almost said Gino. Ingo, Gina, Captain Gano.
Ooh. That sounds nice.
Okay.
I like that.
He's dead.
I'm still picturing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
You know, it's a sad story, though.
What's that? That
Gina disappeared like she did.
Well, Cyborg puts people into submission. Yeah, she beats people into submission. If you took that kind of beating, would you want to come back? I mean, it depends how much you really like fighting. Obviously, I feel Gina had acting on her mind, right? What did she do? We did American Gladiators and went into a movie career. She was in Deadpool, right? Uh-huh.
Deadpool?
No. And a bunch of other movies.
Was she?
She was one of the evil people.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She was really thick in there, too.
Thick is good. I like thick.
Damn right. Nice. Thick is...
Give me a real woman, not this, like, frail shit.
Right. A little extra weight is all good. Now, so Vitor Belfort didn't get to have his last fight. There's a rumor surfacing that they could potentially make a Bisping versus Belfort 2 fight. Any interest in that shit?
Zero.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't need it.
And then Belfort was saying, apparently this is the last fight on his contract, that he wants to make $10 million for his next fight.
How's that going to happen?
Exactly. It's not going to happen in the UFC. But what if he goes to Bellator, Ingo?
Could he make $10 million in Bellator?
Well, cryptocurrency, I hear, is a big sponsor over there.
It is. Can we get some crypto sponsors?
Well, when we're talking about it, let's say Michael Chandler just got a cryptocurrency sponsor for his next Bellator fight. Mm-hmm. Like Coin Lion or some shit. I don't know what that one is. I know Rory just got his, and I believe that was Dash. And it went up in value, but he got $350,000 for his at the time. And I think that's probably worth $400,000 now.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're open, right? You know what? Hang on. I got to make a note. Who owns currency? I never thought about this. Like, somebody is giving people a fucking sponsorship to currency. But who the fuck owns the currency?
We do. The people do, Matt.
This is the people's champion? The money? Something
like that. The currency is one of those weird things. It's just out there.
Huh.
And the value is not based on gold.
Text me crypto sponsor, would you? Because I can't diverge from my thing because I got another thing I got to pull up. And while you're doing that, did you see UFC veteran Pat Healy announced his retirement?
I saw that.
Remember he lost something like $135,000 in bonuses for mm-hmm. his fight against Jim
weed.
Miller at, what was it, UFC 159?
Mm-hmm.
For a little weed. weed. That's a big problem. You can't be high. You can't be feeling good. So bad for you, right?
That's right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do some ass to nuts.
Are we already at ass to nuts?
Yeah, unless you got anything else. I think I transcribed or went through everything. We just did this one. I'm going to scroll back through. Okay. Jaron Christensen asks, he says, on his podcast, Joe Rogan told Tyron Woodley, Tyron was on his podcast,
mm-hmm.
and side note, I liked Tyron the first 15 minutes of that podcast, and then I went right back to hating him the remainder of the podcast and then didn't finish.
Really?
Yeah. He said, this is the most exciting time in UFC history. He said, and Jaron says, I would disagree. What's your take? Is this the most exciting time in UFC history?
No.
Push it over?
Not by far. No. No, dude, not even close. I texted you, sir.
When do you think it was?
The Brock Lesnar / Vitor Belfort era.
I agree. Pre-USADA, 150%.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely Brock Lesnar. I mean, those were the biggest pay-per-views ever. When you look back at the top 10 pay-per-views of all time, it's Brock Lesnar, Conor McGregor, Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar. But Brock Lesnar is more exciting because it's a fucking freak. Heavyweight.
Conor McGregor.
That's right. Pro West asks, do you guys think the Belfort versus Bisping 2 is a great retirement fight for both of them? And who do you think will win between the two this time around?
Bisping wins that one.
Yep. And we don't like that fight. Alan Weir asks, what do you think about Ronda Rousey going to the WWE?
I could care less.
Yeah. Unless she fights Cyborg.
I might watch it.
Yes.
I might check it out.
Hurry, Rigo Machado, we'll close it out. It's time. Pound sign. That's rule. Pound sign. Matt Rape Train. Pound sign. English Sugar Daddy. Say, who would win in a fight in their prime and in an MMA fight? Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Sylvester Stallone.
Ooh. I think Arnold takes it.
Oh, I'm going to say Stallone based on cardio. But I feel like Schwarzenegger is gassing out. Like the Mountain versus Conor McGregor.
Maybe. Schwarzenegger.
Who has more fighting? Oh, and think of all the Rocky movies. Yeah, so he had to actually learn boxing. I don't think Conan had enough. He's swinging the sword, but not doing the hand-to-hand.
Predator,
not legitimate.
The Running Man. He's got cardio. He's the Running Man.
Oh, it's true. He does.
You know what I'm saying?
He ran a lot.
Yes, he did.
Hence
Come
the
on,
name.
Though. Fought a lot of people in that one.
Total Recall. He's been pretty active. I have still put my money on Stallone. Shut up, phone. Shut it.
You told me to text you.
I know. Sir. I forgot to silence it because I don't expect anybody to call me ever during the show.
That's a good point.
Well, it's fucking 1 o'clock. I should not be getting phone calls and or texts.
Right.
Booty call well, did
send
not
you a
exist.
Special text so you would remember.
Excellent. Would you rather watch hot women playing American football or hot women playing soccer? They're naked. Naked.
Not football. I'm not football. They're all covered up in shit. Soccer, for sure. Shorts and more shorts.
Well, they did that lingerie football. Remember that?
That's a different kind of football.
Well, let's say they're naked. Naked. What do you want?
I don't care what sport they
football,
play.
Football, because I want contact. And
they have contact in soccer.
But oh, it grazed me. I went down like a sniper took me
boobs.
Out.
It's great. The running and the boobs are jiggling.
It's all great. Right, we'll disagree.
Beautiful.
If you were forced to have a trial by combat on the Game of Thrones universe, but with an MMA fight, just lost my part here. Who would you choose to fight for you in each division using the fighters of today? And I have printed out said fighters if you'd like to see a list. And you may skip any of these fucking weight classes if you care
Francis
to.
Francis Ngannou, John
Jones. I
don't
need this list.
Don't need that list. Francis Ngannou, John Jones.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mister. I don't need the list.
I'm not gonna say Michael Bisping. I'm torn. I'm gonna say, is it current fighters only, or is it
current fighters?
Current fighters. Anderson Silva. Then I'm gonna go with Robbie Lawler. And then I will go with. Now, the Conor McGregor, is he a 55 or a 45?
Wherever you want to put him.
Like
you can put him in both.
I like him at 55. McGregor. Then I like Jose Aldo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. And then what do we have left? Mighty Mouse. I don't want Mighty Mouse.
You don't have to choose those weight classes.
I'm not
fucking
fight
playing.
To the death. He'd probably Tyrion could kick Mighty
They're
going to
fight for 3 days and no one's going to win.
No.
Women?
Women?
Yeah.
That's
besides easy. Cyborg.
Besides Holly Holm.
Oh, you going to take her? All
right. Oh, yeah. I will take her in many
115? Do you want to do that for women?
No.
Okay. I like the look of the list, so I will go with Jose Aldo. Ooh, fucking 55. I'm going to take Justin Gaethje. Because I'm going to get a hell of a fight, like, to the death. Welterweight. Robbie Lawler, I agree with you. Middleweight. You took Anderson Silva at middleweight.
It's because it'd be exciting. But, you know, thinking back now, maybe I should have picked Nick Diaz.
Maybe. And I don't know at middleweight, though. I feel like I'm going to take Luke Rockhold still.
Or Cerrone.
Light heavyweight, yes, is John Jones. Heavyweight.
I know who you're going to pick.
To the death?
To the death.
Mark Hunt.
I was going to say, yeah.
He ain't cutting.
No.
He ain't cutting. He's killing more fuckers.
That's right.
Motherfuckers in some circles.
Wow.
Hmm. Fuck, Marry, Kill, WWD,
WWE
edition. Or if you want me to make it fashionable, I won't do it. Nah, I won't do it. WWD edition 10. All right, so we got Mandy Rose.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Like that. We got Paige.
That's better.
And then, Sonya Deville. That's the best picture I could find.
Really? She looks like she's kind of slightly crazy.
Yeah, she had like a lot of cornrow pictures.
I think we're going to have to do the fucking on that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Two. I'm going to kill the blonde. Mandy Rose.
You're so funny.
The blondes have to die.
All blondes must die.
Death. Fuck. I will marry this one, whoever that is. Whatever.
Paige. I'll mix it up. I'm going to fuck Paige and marry Mandy Rose. Is that body?
They tell me I'm prejudiced against blondes.
I don't know why.
I may be.
No reason. Knowledge. You got any knowledge? I'm trying to... I was telling you about documentary. We were talking about documentaries, and I said there's one on Black Sabbath that's on either HBO or Showtime that's been playing, following them around on their last tour. Got Ozzy Osbourne is goddamn 69 years old. Sounds like he's fucking 25. His voice was phenomenal. We were talking about that. Why is his voice still so good at 69?
I think he has very good vocal technique to learn how to sing properly. And they also tune their songs like down, so it sounds like, so he's not forcing things. But
and the guitarist, he's missing parts of his fingers. He still plays the fucking guitar. Yeah.
Him and Alice Cooper, I think those are two dudes who really have like very good technique. So they're able to maintain. Their style is not like, who are you talking about, Rush?
Rush, yeah. I was saying I watched another documentary on them on their last tour. And the vocalist, lead vocals, like his voice, not that good anymore. I mean, you see that on some of these older bands where they come back or they're doing a farewell tour or whatever you want to call it. And what the fuck happened? I think even Bon Jovi, honestly, his voice went to shit.
Is he having trouble with it? Yes.
So they have to even like scale down where they're singing. So like if their range was, you know, a foot wide, maybe they've got 4 inches of vocal range now. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, like who has the biggest range ever, which no one would ever think about?
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
You know, who's number two on that list? Mariah Carey.
That's right, Mariah Carey.
I don't remember three through whoever, but I think it was interesting to see the range of people.
Alice in Chains, what's his, Jerry Cantrell? No, the other guy.
Was it Laney or?
Yeah, Lane. Anyways, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But he's up there, and then Chris Cornell's up there. But surprisingly, Axl Rose, yeah, for sure. Very good vocal technique, even though, you know, the rock and roll voice is very unnatural. It's not a, I don't know, it's a difficult thing to do. People don't appreciate that. You know, it's just the rock sound to really sing it well. And you'd be surprised, like, Chris Cornell has this, like, belty sound, but he doesn't sing very loud. You'd think he does, but he doesn't. It's a controlled kind of it's very good control of himself. So it's difficult to develop that. Because if you sing poorly, you end up not being able to sing, you know, as we've seen many times. I mean, in lots of bands. Oasis comes to mind. You know, Noel Gallagher blew out his voice touring for years and just can't sing anymore. Like,
that's fucked up. Like, I can't imagine that. If that's your moneymaker is your voice and you lose it, what does that do to someone? How do you handle that? Like, can you ever get that back, or is it just gone? Like, if you shred your chords, you can't build that shit back up.
You can do permanent damage to your voice, from what I understand. You can also reverse it, but it's difficult. But it all comes down to technique, so it's not so easy. I mean, I don't know. People don't learn how to sing. Apparently, it's easier for tenors, like Ed Sheeran, Chris Martin, like Coldplay, like those higher voices, you know, to sing properly, because they have, like guys like us, if we sing, because we sing in the lower register, we can't hear ourselves.
I like to sing super high and go.
I was surprised by that, yes. But I would, you know, so like it's a weird
like
thing.
Like the Axl Rose. You are. Fucking.
Surprisingly, I was like, what kind of fucking song are you singing? This guy said, like, he's way up there. Like, how are you doing that? I don't know. So,
it's magic.
Surprising. But singing is a weird thing. People don't give it enough credit, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, proper singing.
I'm just impressed with longevity. And I don't know if they're, well, you said we were talking about this. Who was the other one? The Foo Fighter documentary?
Yeah, yeah, I love that one.
What are some other good musical documentaries? I think people should let us know.
Yeah, I would like to know more. There's a ton of them out there. I don't know which one I should be watching, but I'm not a huge fan of Rush. I haven't watched that one. Is it good?
It's just interesting. I like to hear the stories of the road. I mean, it's okay, but when you get into the songs, like, I want to hear the songs too, but I want to hear the songs sound good. Yeah. The songs didn't sound good.
Yeah.
Now, that's where I have the disconnect. I kind of fast forward mm-hmm. through this. The Black Sabbath one, they were on point. Like, Jesus Christ. They had three of the four original band members. The only person that didn't show up was his drummer because he didn't want to tour with them for some reason. So.
Hard work.
Especially when you're fucking damn near 70 to be the drummer, and that was the problem with Rush, is the drummers said, man, I can't play this shit. And think of, you were saying, like, who's the best drummer ever? Probably that guy, right?
Yeah, the Rush drummer. Yeah, for sure.
He can't play that shit anymore, and not to the level that he would be comfortable touring at.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because you're doing it multiple times a week now, so... You know, for hours at a time, it's a whole different thing. Like,
yeah, be 69 or in your 60s trying to play the shit you did in your 20s.
Yeah.
That's why I think the easiest, if you took care of your voice, would be the singer, right?
Yeah. Singer, guitar player. Depends on the style of music, too.
Yeah, I mean, guitar could be hard, too, right?
Can be.
Depending upon, are you Eddie Van Halen, just getting your drill out? Are you Jackal with your fucking chainsaw?
That's right. Uh-huh.
As we played that earlier.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck was that band? They had to talk about Lumberjack and it was Jackal.
Matt remembers weird. It was pretty solid. I like it.
Going old school. Anything else? I'm good.
I'm all set.
All right, let's shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Gruth. Thanks for playing.